Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Ash Hansen has joined us, Bulldogs assistant coach and former St Joseph's star forward of 2014, if memory serves me correctly. Ash Kingy, Benny Cass and Domsey Lonigan in the K-Rock Hub. We're not going to reminisce about St Joseph's as much as we'd like to in this K-Rock Hub, but we're going to talk about the fact there's an opportunity in front of you.
Yeah, there certainly is. Nice to join you boys. Yeah, great day up here. Unchanged lineup. We're looking forward to the challenge ahead, which is St Kilda.
Lots of things have changed since, I think it was June 14 that you played the Saints on and they gave you a touch-up.
Yeah, they were exceptional that night. And we're returning, you know, from the break and certainly didn't apply ourselves the way we would have liked. But we're certainly a different side now and felt that we've built some nice momentum. We've had to build momentum, really, to qualify. But that'll serve us well today with some strong boys, a good game style and 22 fit players.
How much has Bevo reflected on 2016 in, I suppose, using the break firstly and then, I suppose, using that to rouse the boys about, you know, well, anything's possible out of an elimination final?
Haven't touched on 2016 specifically, but certainly Bevo's thinking and philosophy is based around that. And when you're trying to apply a consistent message to the playing group, that's certainly been touched on, is that anything's possible. And, you know, we spoke about 7 weeks ago, we had to win seven in a row. We've won three. So this is our fourth one. And, we know that it's possible because we've broken that ceiling before and certainly we're looking to replicate it. But the playing group is vastly different from then. So it's up to them to create their own history.
Ash, take us within the group. Obviously, every player has a different personality. Who's a player who doesn't tend to get nervous and, you know, is, you know, what you're going to get is maybe a season sort of player? And who's somebody else who does get a little bit toey and you might go over and just have a few words with?
Probably Lockie Hunter's the cool, calm, collected head in these situations. Very measured, really day-to-day and certainly on game day. That's what makes him such a great leader on field is he sees the game well, communicates, sets us up really well. And probably the other end of the scale, for me in the front half, it's looking at Josh Bruce, who one of the first conversations I had with him was his desire to play finals when he joined us. Been in the competition for so many years, two clubs, hasn't featured in one, and today's the day. So he's probably the other end where, you know, was asking me what it's like and those little experiences, which he's going to discover for himself, but it's probably just more reassuring him around what he needs to do and his role with the team and just having that focus on that.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Doggies assistant coach Ash Hansen. Here's Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Ash. Good luck today, mate. Just wanted to talk about your inside 50s. In the final four rounds of home and away, the Doggies won inside 50 count by 14 per game. That's ranked number one. What's been the thinking, or what's the strategy there, mate? Just trying to get it in and keep it in there as much as you can. Obviously, your midfield's outstanding. How can you How can you get the scoreboard pressure from those inside 50s, though, in a big final?
Yeah, well, those numbers are, you know, a reflection of the three phases, really, being able to defend the ground. So the opposition's 250 exit, we're either turning over in our front half, and that's relating to an inside 50. Certainly our ball movement over the last month has been a lot cleaner. We've had greater chains that have maintained their consistency and that's resulted in inside 50. And our stoppage game has been really solid, you know, with our mids playing some exceptional football as a group and being really selfless and probably not overusing the ball and being efficient. So we're giving ourselves some really good looks. And as we've seen in the game so far this round, you know, capitalising on those inside 50s are going to be important. And that's the chemistry of the forward line, maximising shots on goal, but also having that teammate awareness to run into different spots and really complement each other's running patterns, which I feel we've been building over the course of the year, which you want to do because you want to maximise really your performance output over the next month, not necessarily over the first 18 weeks.
And the Saints forward, they've got quite a tall forward line with Max King, Rowan Marshall, probably will start down there, Tim Membry.
Yes.
Who do you expect to go on to those guys? I know you've got Keith and Gardner. There's probably another big tall. Is it Easton Wood that will look after those three?
Yeah, well, I mean, those two boys you mentioned, Gardner and Keith, are really our deeper post defenders who will take, you know, those taller guys when they're down there. And then we're really blessed with, you know, those hybrid defenders in Easton Wood, Hayden Crozier, Bailey Williams, who can really play those roles for us and are really strong in the air, but can match on the ground. And we know Membry's capacity to cover the ground, be strong overhead, but he comes in at 190, so we feel those guys can match up really well on them. Then, of course, Dane Cordy as well. So he's really another hybrid. So we're really blessed in that hybrid defender position that can play tall and small and can really match up well on those guys.
Anything we do in life, Ash, we just want an opportunity. We just need the door to be open, and it's once we've pushed the door open, it's what we do with it. And Ryan Gardner finally was able to jam the foot in the door, stop it being closed on him, and finds himself playing finals.
Yeah, he has, and it's been a credit to Ryan's capacity to work hard week to week, and he was certainly showing some really good signs early on in the year of traits that were going to make him a good young defender that's going to learn his craft. And he was inconsistent, but he's now got a level of consistency where, you know, he's been one of our best spoilers in the back half of the ground in bringing that ball to ground and positioned himself accordingly, courageous, joins in team attack. So he's really developing and turning himself into a good defender for us.
Is Latham Vandermeer stiff to not be in the 22? He's had some played some really good footy in his first AFL year. We know he's been on the list a couple of years, but he's, you know, shown some really good signs, the boy from Aroopna.
Yeah, I mean, injuries with selection can be a blessing and a curse. For poor Lath, it's probably a curse because he found himself out of the same team and we've gone in unchanged, where if there was an injury, he probably would have come in, you know, being so creative in our front half with his speed, his competitiveness. So we're just going to make sure that Lath remains upbeat and, like all our emergencies, are ready to go in the coming weeks, because rarely do you go through a final series, you know, not having to use, you know, 25 players. So we'll keep those guys on edge and prepared.
What was the scratch match for your non-selected players, Ash?
They're going to be having a training session tomorrow, so no scratch match was organised this week. We've been pretty consistent having one every week up until this point, so we feel like they're well prepared and probably maintaining their health and having really good training sessions is going to prepare them to come in if needed.
All right, you've got to lodge your team in about 10 minutes from now. Will there be any surprises or will you go in as selected?
Not at this stage, no.
Fantastic. Hey, Ash, really appreciate your time. Always good to talk footy with you. We love coming on K-Rock, and hopefully we're talking to you again before season 2020 is out.
That'd be fantastic. Enjoy the call, boys.
Thanks, Ash. Ash Hansen joining us there for Prestige Jayco from inside the Bulldogs camp.
K-Rock Football! Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.